Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, hey y'all, welcome back to a GTS review. And
what
it's,
up?
It's Jazz 40 Ounce Connoisseur and
it's Cat Daddy, and we talk about The Lodge.
Yes, 2019, currently streaming on Hulu. And if you have Sprint, like the Sprint Unlimited,
okay,
you should be getting that Hulu, you know, the ad supported Hulu for free. Because that's what I'm doing.
Deals, discounts. Okay, we're here to get you to the deals. I love a deal, I love a sale.
Listen.
Okay.
Not trying to pay full price. So if you got that Sprint Unlimited.
And it's a pandemic. Learn to save them coins, okay?
Yes.
If so you can. It's not that kind of podcast. No shaming.
Yes. But Lodge came out 2019. As I said, it's on Hulu. It's a slow burn family drama.
Child, so, I took a whole nap.
Listen, it definitely drags in the middle. So if you don't like slow burn, this is probably not for you. Because it's a lot of drama.
Now, wait, just because I took a nap, I want y'all to also know that I fall asleep often, so it's okay. Two paired with one. Just because I went to sleep did not mean that I was bored. I was very well entertained. This movie did what she came to do for me.
Yes. I actually rather enjoyed it. Just like I said, it's just a little slow. It's honestly, if you watch it during the daytime, you know, it's a great Christmas horror movie. It's about season. Yeah. You could throw that on around the Christmas tree. It's right around that time. It's nice and snowy. It's a good time. So I like it. I would recommend it. Like I said, if you like movies kind of like Hereditary, kind of like...
Yeah.
If you like that, then you'll probably like this.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. There's some parts that are not so smart or not so great, but it's good. Like, it's a good movie to me. I liked it, but... You know, some of the characters have to make certain choices to drive that plot.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and say, bah, 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 spoiler alert. All right, so from this point on, I'm about to spoil the shit. That's just pretty much it.
Here we go.
So, one, if you are a fan of, or if you are not a fan of bleak endings, this shit is not for you, friend.
Yes. Trigger warning for suicide.
Lots of it.
It's fucking wild in here.
It's crazy. Okay. Yeah. Also, self-harm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that too. Crazy.
This movie's very dark.
I'm going to just come out the gun and say, now I haven't spoiled the spot line yet. I just want to spoil that part because I've kind of just let you know that there is no hope in the end. So you kind of just know like, woo, this shit about to be crazy. Yo, I ain't tell you what was happening, but you know, Don't get your hopes up.
If you wanted to be like, ooh, I wanted to watch something cute.
Nope.
Where they kind of win at the end, like It or something. Then No.
Honestly, this movie gave me a little bit of real life.
Well, listen.
It's a little real life.
It was that easy. You can't be fucking with people, bro. No. The moral story is stop fucking with people because, you know, you don't know what they might do or what they're going through.
There's a couple morals of the story.
Yeah, don't touch people's medicine.
Listen to the kids.
Yes. Also,
Read the room. Read the fucking room, actually.
Oh, my gosh. The dad character in this movie does not read the room at all. Girl. He is a dickhead, bro.
He's really thinking with his dick, and I'm tired.
It's all his fault. Everything is his fault.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Really, like I said, really quick before we dive into the premise of it and then, you know, chop it up, woo-woo-wah-wah. The internet machine, when you Google this movie, you scroll down. I don't really be looking at rates and stuff. Y'all know I don't read previews. I didn't even read what this movie's about because it's been in my queue for a little bit, mm-hmm. and I'm glad I finally watched it. Because I wasn't expecting this. So, the internet machine gave it a 6.
Yeah,
and this, for the first time in a while, it was like the opposite feeling when I got to say the sentence, did we watch the same movie? Because usually when I say that, something's getting like, you know, people are like
100%
raving, and I'm like,
did we
watch the same movie?
Because we have a different lens. Okay. And there's certain things like, well, first of all, we like the drama. That juicy drama. It's like,
it's soap opera.
Yeah. Some people don't like that. So I'm like, okay. Some people are like,
there were definitely some things they could have did better.
Yes. But would I watch this again? Actually, yes. Yeah. I would watch this again. Yeah.
It's on right now.
Yes, in the background. It's fun. And, you know, it's just nice. I liked it. Anyway, so we have this family. We got Alicia Silverstone real quick. She mm-hmm. in here real brief, mm-hmm. like a flash. Like, she's in here. Her name is Laura Hall. She got her kids. Aiden, played by Jay Martell. You know, you've seen him in It. Part 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Mia, played by Leah McHugh, I think. So Mia and Jaden, that's her kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Aiden's the oldest, and they're close. So there's a lot of, you know, opportunities where they show, oh, they bang with each other. Because, you know, usually siblings be trying to beat each other ass.
No, but they're holding hands.
Yeah, if it was my brother, we would have been squaring the fuck up.
Yeah.
Trying to fight over the radio station. I would have dropped an elbow on that nigga from the bed.
That was cool to see.
You know, that was nice. You know, be nicer to your siblings,
Yeah, because you're
guys.
Right. Because it's usually, like, the siblings are really combative.
Yeah. Or they're, like, disconnected from all the family. Like, mm-hmm. they was cool with mom. And she was driving them to see her dad. But you see her, she trying to get cute.
Okay.
She curling them lashes. But she curled lashes and then something is terribly wrong. Because she just breaks the fuck down. And, like, it's like, it literally goes from 0 to 100. Like, it's the lash curler, and she just drops it and goes, fuck it, I'm hopeless. And just starts crying. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Girl.
What's wrong?
I knew something. As soon as I saw that shit, I said, okay, well, my sister's not good. She's not good. And you could immediately tell that, you know, it's very obvious that the parents are separated.
Yeah.
So she getting cute. I mean, you know, you're not usually, you know, you don't want to be outside looking like a foot, but she's just getting cute.
Yeah, she trying to get her man back. You know, she want to be with him. I don't think she wanted that divorce.
No, I don't think
she
so.
She putting
either.
Lipstick on in the car. They in the car.
I'm
girl
sick
got
just
her doll.
About it.
That doll is with her by her side, like Cynthia and Angelica, sis.
Mm-hmm.
So they ride in the car to that, and she gets out to talk to him, like, oh, we should talk. And he's like, yeah, not even looking at her for real.
Mm, girl.
And he's talking about, you know, she's not really here. Meanwhile, the girl is, like, literally right outside the fucking gate. Like, she is here. The girl they're talking about.
And they just say she.
Yeah, she.
At this point,
you don't
know
see her
she.
Face. You know it's another woman.
So it's insinuated, that it's like his new partner.
You get the idea that he left her for this woman, and he's divorcing her for the other woman. So I'm like, oh, you an asshole.
Ooh.
And people fall out of love and shit, but this is not, I'm not banging with the dad at all.
I was getting the feeling, honestly, that this was happening rather fast.
Yeah,
and it was proven right
because the kids hadn't met her,
girl.
Okay, and then so the mom, she's like, you know, I want to finalize divorce because I'm marrying Grace, bitch. And she like the smile on her face is so disturbing.
Oh God,
because I know something really bad. She's not happy. But she don't say shit. She'll smile and
my
leave.
Heart was breaking for her.
Ooh.
You could just tell, like, in the, like, the pit of your stomach, she's not good.
Mm-mm.
She's not good.
It was like Breakdown by Mariah Carey playing. And I was like, no, breakdown.
Girl, Laura goes home. She starts, like, adjusting things. You know how you, like, are so fucking, like, in the zone or fed
you
up or
cleaning.
Upset. You just start, like, just reorganizing your space. And it's real quiet, and it's a very calm, bright, like scene. But you could tell by the tone of it, like, she just got this bad news, and she's trying to carry on. The good sis sits down. She's like adjusting, getting her shit together.
Drinking wine.
She's got a glass. She pulls a gun out. Just kept, like, she sat at the table and the camera's like back, so you can't really see like what's good with her hands. And all of a sudden, she reaches in her bag, pulls out a gun, and pop, shoots herself in the face. I literally gasped out loud. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, I was like, "Oh shit!" And I wanted to cry. Like, immediately, I wanted to fucking cry. Because I knew some shit was, I knew something was about to break her. But I didn't know, I literally said to Jazz, I didn't expect that to happen. Mm-hmm. I knew something was going to happen, but I didn't know. This movie just started.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
Just started and shit. Because it's like, what, 10 minutes in? If
that... I was like, girl, I didn't even start eating my cake yet.
Girl.
Oh, Lord.
Got comfortable and shit. Oh, yeah. So that happens. Clearly, that is very traumatic. Also, meanwhile, in this house, there's a little dollhouse that's shaped like a log cabin. Mm-hmm. Got all the dolls in it. And the dolls are moving around. Clearly, I believe the kids are moving the dolls around and expressing, the daughter's expressing herself pretty much through, you know how kids, you know, you give them something to play with so they can kind of act out what's happening in their lives or stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, she is definitely putting these people in this, because the dolls were found in some disturbing, you know, positions.
Yeah, they were really, I was singing Lift Every Voice and Sing a lot.
Yeah, but that happens, the funeral happens, and because, you know, she killed herself, the daughter is very distraught because now, you know, they're very religious, they're Catholic, it seems like they're Catholic. And they let the balloons up, and she tried to let the balloon up with the doll baby, and it won't go up. So then she, you know, it goes up later. I should take the doll off, and she's like, "It's the doll." She's like, "She's not gonna go to heaven. You don't understand, Dad." And I'm like, "No, Dad, you don't fucking understand,
her
bro."
Dad's
like,
a dickhead. He's really far removed.
Like, dude, imagine, and this kid is. I don't think she's even 10. If she, it, like, she might be like 8 or 9. She could be 10, maybe. She could be a fifth grader, maybe.
Yeah, I did think it was. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just like, I don't know how old she is. That's it.
Yeah. Because they don't really say how old she is. They, you probably are right about the 5th, 6th grade situation. That's roughly. She seems to be very aware of her situation. And I did like that they show that in this movie because, you know, some movies, like, a parent dies and all they know is the parent dies. And I had said out loud, I wonder if they decided to shield that from, what the real reason why mom... took her life from the kids. And then when the girl was like, she's not gonna go to heaven, and she was breaking down, I'm like, oh, okay. So I see what's happening in this movie. So immediately I see there's a lot of religious shit being thrown at me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got a family drama. We got, like, religious shit being thrown at me. We have suicide in the first 15 minutes.
Whew.
What the fuck did I just walk into?
A lot.
I'm still going.
We are still here, and... You know, now the kids pretty much got to live with their dad because...
He should have emancipated himself.
Bruh.
He should have emancipated himself and went and gone and took care of him and his sister because they would have been okay.
I feel like they would have been better off in a goddamn old foster care system because, you know what, they probably wouldn't have died. But part of it is, you know, we'll get into that later. Mm. But, you know, they're pretty much in there and they haven't met the girl at all. And Dad pulls up around Thanksgiving as they're cooking, like, hey, so you want to go to the lodge and up to the mountains for Christmas? It was like,
your funky ass lodge.
What?
I know that's what the son was thinking.
And he was like, well, first it wasn't like, he was like, I thought you had to work. And then he was like, I do, but I was thinking, you know, I could just
That shows you drive. He don't give a shit about his kids.
Listen, I could just drive up there, and then I could just leave you there with Grace, who is the new girl.
No.
And I could just, like, we'll be gone for 3 days and come mm-hmm. back. So you're going to leave your children with a fucking stranger who they hate because their mom committed suicide because you left her for her. And then this is our first time really meeting. We don't know shit about her. She can't cook, and she's been in therapy, and she has a traumatic past. You could, if you were even gonna bring her, you should have just been there the whole time. Fucking idiot.
The kids also think it's they don't even think it's the dad's fault. They're pivoting all their anger at Grace. I mean, they're obviously upset with him too, but yeah.
Yeah, and also the kids know about her past. So that's not like, ooh, some secret. They find out their dad is like a psychologist. Something, he wrote a book about her, something about her, something to do with his work, which is also weird because I'm like, you're not professional. Anyway, the kids are like, she, what a minute, you dating a psychopath? What is going on? And so they pull up their little internet jank. Yeah. So on the internet, they find the video, you know, of her, you know, the camera going around for this religious cult she was in when she was younger.
Girl.
That's her past. Her father was the leader of that cult, and he pretty much convinced everybody to kill themselves except for her, and she was the person recording all the people. And, you know, I think
she had a bigger hand in that.
She might have, but it's definitely ingrained. She's probably a die for this shit ass nigga.
Yeah.
Like, she's definitely willing to die for this. And, you know, through, you know, some therapy, she's been receiving help, but that there's a thin line, okay? There's a veil between the face she's putting on and what her past and trauma is. She's dealing with a lot. So, you know, what happens later is, because it's the irony of you knowing how thin and how serious what's happening is, but the other parties do not know how serious the consequences can be. So,
mind you, this is all happening 6 months after the mom's death.
Yes.
6 months.
Yes.
She just died.
Yes. But he already was removed from her. And I'm like, you know what? You weren't bad enough for my liking, because even if you weren't with her, that is the mother of your children.
Six months.
Dead, bro.
6 months.
You should be sad. Even still, like, you're not with her, but that, you're like, well, just gotta do some other stuff now.
Time to get married.
You couldn't wait for her to be out of the picture. You are a piece of shit. But, you know, he pretty much tells them, this is what we're doing. He doesn't give them a choice. So he makes them, you know, go up there.
Now, at this point, I kind of feel bad for Grace because of what Grace is walking into. I mean, to a certain degree. Now, if Grace knew that he still had a situation going on, that, you know what, that's that. But as the information is presented, I feel bad for Grace, because Grace is walking into, like, a really sensitive situation. She's still deciding to, you know, put on her big girl draws and stand by this man, and pull up, you know, to, like, kind of, you know, get to know the kid. She's trying to make an effort because she wants to be with this person. It's not Grace's fault that he's a dickhead. Honestly, I just want better for Grace, because Grace, I think we should just continue to work on ourselves.
Yeah.
And then it's even more sickening because you fucking find out that he's her goddamn, like, he's not her doctor. He's researched her and wrote a book about her, so he knows all about her life. Is he a doctor?
I don't really know what he does, but he be working
this
a lot.
It's still sick, man. You fucking researched her. You know her life. And now you wrote an article about her in your book.
Also, are you even, like, a real doctor? Because you threw her in a tumultuous, like, situation.
Who are, like, you, friend? Really,
like, you threw her into the volcano pit knowing that she was sensitive. Like,
this character is the worst.
Gosh, you're, like, really, really scum. But, you know, you don't see much of him after he drops there.
That's the unfortunate part.
You leave her at the fucking mountains. So she's doing, like I said, she's doing her best. She's out here. They're not even talking to her ass. They're ignoring her.
Girl, they won't even open a door. She's sitting here knocking on the door and shit. They ain't even breathing back.
Bruh. They are just pretending she does not exist. And then, of course, he leaves her. Well, first, before he leaves, they have the first incident. So she is hanging out, and I think first she hears, like, laughing, like the laughing. I don't know who's laughing at her. But she feels like somebody's looking at her. She's like, oh, okay. So we're already like, ooh, all right. Next, she goes out. They're ice skating.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts on a random hat, which, don't do that. Lice, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Girl.
Y'all just be doing anything, bro.
Some people just be moving real different, baby.
Yeah. Okay. And it's cold as shit.
I saw that. I said,
You going to the mountains? You ain't got no fucking hat? You didn't stop at a Walmart for
$5? They don't have a washing machine and dryer?
Or at least, no, don't wash out this random hat No, get a bring a hat.
If, no, she ain't got one. That's the worst case scenario. Or her ass just gonna have a cold ass head. I mean, I would have opted for the cold ass head.
I would wrap a scarf around the sun. I wouldn't have went to the mountains with no damn hat.
Honestly, I can't even relate to this because I would have had four hats in my bag.
That's actually. Because our parents are used to yelling at us. I know you ain't got no. You better have some damn socks on. Girl, put some gloves on your
the
head.
The fact that you are even entertaining the idea of wearing a stranger hat
is really just beyond me. But she throws the hat on, goes out, and she's on the sticks because she can't.
I know somebody's turning their nose up at us.
Listen, everybody else ice skating but her, so you just, it looks she doesn't fit in.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she was like, yeah, you need some help? She was like, yeah. And you know what the dad's stupid ass do? Tell the kids to go help her.
Fuck him. Why would you do that?
It was the force.
Oh, you need some help, babe? Yeah. Kids, go help her. Ooh, girl, who?
Read the room. Anyway, the kids go over to her and they go, that's my mom's hat.
That's the way they fucking G'd her ass for that hat.
She took that shit off and they snatched that
She bitch thought she was getting some help.
And turned back around and
left her ass on the ice.
And I'm like, okay, that was kind of rude, but also, their mom died 6 months ago.
It just happened.
They're forced here with you. You're lucky that you didn't get your ass beat. Because you're lucky you get cussed the fuck out.
Everybody liable to catch hands.
Listen, in time. The snow. So now she's just out dice, like, all right, well, I can't play with them anymore because they said fuck me. And then the little girl's doing some dumb shit, you know.
The dad finally comes to get her.
Yeah, because she's definitely not listening to the girl. She's like, stop, don't go over there. It's a fishing hole. You know, and she's like, I'm still going. Mm-hmm. Like, dad, why are you not assisting? Your daughter's going to fall in the goddamn fishing hole.
Well, you know.
And she dropped a doll. So then she stops and was like, don't get it. I'll get it. And I'm like, oh, nice that you sacrificed. So she go get it and falls the fuck in. Woo!
Girl!
Now you know that shit cold.
These children that came up here and been hoeing your ass from day one, and then you done fell in a fishing hole and still grabbed a little girl doll.
Listen.
And they're still treating you like shit.
Yes. She didn't even say thank you, bro. When they pulled her out, she took the doll out of her hands, bro. And walked away, bro. Like, they walked back in the house now. She acknowledged it in her brain, it looked like. But she didn't say shit to her for real. I was like, you little ungrateful bitch. When you went to sleep, I would have ripped that dog goddamn head off.
Girl, I would have put that hole in the dad oven. Ain't
I
would have
melted
yet.
That damn doll.
I would have said, the trip is over. I would have immediately told him, this trip
that's it
is over.
Or when he offers, oh, you know, it's not really going good. Maybe I should stay. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, you know what? We all can go together. Or, you know, play a safe girl. He stay.
Let's
get everybody
a hotel.
Stay. And then when you go home, you pack your bags, kitten. Yes. It's time to go home.
How about we all get a hotel in the city? How about we just do that?
Where there's a fucking road where they don't need to be fucking
but also,
proud every
she's
day.
She's kind of docile, probably, from what she went through. Yeah, she's like, no, it's fine, it's fine. It's only a couple days. I can handle it, but it's fine.
No.
It's not fine, sis.
No.
So
this is also a red flag.
So after she gets the doll, decides to go to the city, and he shows her where the gun is, and before he leaves, and tells her a safe code, 12345. Come on, bro. That's not a real, like, anybody can get to the damn gun.
Four choices.
He's just a fucking dummy. All right. And then she's out here hanging out, so she tries to make small talk with the girl who's open to talking to her because she did save her doll. Okay. So she's talking to her a little bit, and then they're talking about presents. She's like, well, I didn't get presents because, you know, that's how my life went. Mm. And then she's like, want to see a present we made for dad?
Girl, she's a dickhead. These kids.
I was like, oh, ooh, bitch. She puts it in, and it's a video of the mom and the kids doing stuff, and skating around and making snow angels. And mom, Alicia Silverstone, was like, we did good. And she walks out. Grace gets up and dips. Like, I cannot handle this.
Right girl, now. See, listen.
Now, that's petty. Like, I'm like, I don't know if the little girl did it on purpose.
I think she did it on purpose.
But they did plan to be assholes.
The way she cut her eyes over at her and looked back at the movie. Now, granted, she's satisfied because it's her family. What mm-hmm. her idea of what her, and rightfully so, I understand. Mm-hmm. Her idea of her family and what that looks like. But it gives me that because of that look she gave her, it gave me the sense of, okay, well, they've been plotting. On top of the other information that's revealed later, they've been plotting.
Yeah, they're not fucking with her. So he leaves. She removes a picture. She takes down the cross because, you know, she can't look at that. It's too much. But she should have said something.
Is it all his ex-wife's things in the house?
Yes. And you, when she unpacks, you do see that she got gifts of the kids, so she is trying.
She should have said something. Most importantly, he should have been more aware of that.
He shouldn't have left them.
Especially knowing what her background was.
Listen. So I feel like him. We start off with the shower scene. She's taking a shower. She get out, and it says, like, it says something on, like, something's on the mirror, like, mom.
This is mom.
And then he's looking, you see him looking in on her, Aiden, which is like, bitch, what the fuck? You can't, ew, what the hell? Yeah, you fucking peeper. Like, yeah. I don't care what you got going on here. You're not gonna terrorize her. Like, that's fucking weird, bro. And then he don't say shit to her. She tried to talk to him about it. And he's like, what are you talking about? I don't want to talk to you. Hormones, my excuse. What the fuck? I would have smacked fire from that man. Yeah, I would have fought him and that girl. I would have fought them every
single day. Ain't no need
to
fight, girl. We could just end this shit right here. We're going home.
Yeah, I'm like, I would have called him right. I was like, your son is looking at my body. You need to come back right goddamn it now. Right now. You need to be back right now.
That's all right.
But you know what? You gotta follow your gut right there and put your fucking foot down.
Okay.
So, of course, it's real weird in here. She's decorating. They don't want to decorate with her. They don't want to help her. Dad is calling. What's going on? You know, it's cool. She's like, it's great. Watching movie, I made pancakes. Yep. They're not. Then she's making a sandwich. Aiden said, I'll make my own. Yes. like, they are cold as ice. And I'm like, damn. Okay. Well, so they decide, oh, well, let's watch a movie. They watch a scary movie. And she goes, I'm cold. Mia does. So they bring the gas heater up. She's like, I don't like the way that smells. That's probably going to catch fire. Like, I don't think that's a good idea. And it's probably not a good idea. So they end up changing the movie, whatever. They go to sleep. She wake up. Well, before she wakes up, she has a dream. She in the snow. People pulling her down. It's, you know, you can tell that, ooh, this is starting to get invasive mm-hmm, in here. Mm-hmm. Like, her past is not gone. She is dealing with demons, okay? So she wake up and it's like dark. All the Christmas decorations are gone. Everything, all the stuff is gone. Like, the food is gone. Her medicine is gone. The phones are dead. Everything is like, just, you know, she's like, what the hell is going on? Why is everything gone? And she thinks that they did something, and they're like, we didn't do anything. It wasn't us. And she's like, well, what the fuck? Like, what? I want all the stuff back. The stuff doesn't come back.
Right.
You know, I feel like she tries to trek it on her own and go out, and it's too cold, and she comes back.
She does a lot.
She does a lot. They're just sitting there.
And as time goes on, like, she's not taking her medicine like she's mm-hmm. supposed to.
She's seeing
things. You
can
see her, like, start, like, looking a little more distant in the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, she's not who we know as herself. So she might be reverting back into the old her.
Yeah. She needed her medicine. Also,
you fuck with the pool, you get the horns.
They're also, like, it's just, like, she can hear voices mm-hmm. and stuff like that. She can hear in the middle of the night prayers, repent, be in the mirror. It just constantly. Nothing, like I said, there's no food. They're probably cold, hungry. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff is going on. They're stressed. She's snapping on them. Like, she is cussing them the fuck out and shit. It even gets to a point where she's sleepwalking and she got a gun in her hand. And she definitely busts me up.
She's definitely
a
sharpshooter with the guns.
Yes.
They show that
gunslinger, high noon, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. So, she, like, she's dangerous, bro. What the hell? What did you do?
And the kids are realizing every day, okay, so we fucked up.
Yeah.
And the moment they know they fucked up, it's like,
too late.
The girl find out her dog is dead.
Ooh.
And she just snaps, because it's very, they say it very early on that she got that dog because the daughter said she wanted a dog. Mia said she wanted a dog, and Grace was like, you know, I got a dog when I like started my new life, like this was my new life, this is my new chance, like this is her new little family. Girl, these niggas basically got her dog frozen
up. John Wicked her ass. They motherfucking bruh.
And she
snapped. She was staying outside for days at a time. And let me tell you what happened. All right. Because now we're towards the end. She stays outside. They have, Aiden and them, they have been plotting. They have switched the clocks around her ass. Girl. They moved all the stuff. They had the speakers playing with the voices playing so she could hear them and fuck it with her mind and her medicine
they
gone.
Convinced that woman that she was dead.
They said they all were dead and they're in purgatory. And that's how I already knew. I'm like, this is too good of an explanation for somebody who's like fucking 13 or 14. What the fuck? This is no. You would have been a little more concerned. Both of y'all were too fucking cool to accept that you were goddamn dead. No, my friends. They even got harnessed. He fake hung himself and everything. Real stupid. Did the fucking most, bruh.
But that should have been alarming to them. Like, she's really, y'all are taking it this far. Like, you've broken her. She's showing y'all she truly believes what you're saying.
Right.
And now as a result, like, she's just like, you think that she's going to be scared and do whatever. No, she's like, okay.
Well, we're dead. We have to repent.
Well, yeah. This is the only option we have. We have to repent.
We have to get through
we
the
We have
door.
To repent. And they're like, haha, just kidding, bitch. And she's like,
no. No, just kidding.
We have to repent. I have already died. She's like, this body is nothing but a vessel, girl. Like, I could just do whatever. That's how she's handling it.
I have left this vehicle, bitch. I said, what?
When she started talking, I said, oh, this shit is crazy. I have said it time and time again on this podcast. I don't know what it is about cult movies or reveal where a cult is involved. Me. Oh, shit. Like, this is, whenever a real life scenario of everybody, guess what, y'all? Is about to get fucked. Like, that's really where it took me, and I was super excited. You could just tell that she was broken. These kids had no idea how abysmal their lives are about to become. And the good sis is like, she's atoning. She pulls like the coals out on the ground. Oof. And she like puts her knees on it and just holds herself there until she can't take it no more. And then she gets up. And then she does it again even longer. I said, oh, she gone, y'all, she gone. And the kids are in the attic. Because at this point, they know, we got to get away from her. Like, she's not good. And what kills me is, no one is offering the bitch the pills. Do they ever bring the pills back out and be like, ha, I found
they
the pills?
They tried to find them at a point, but it was too late. She was like, no, I don't need no medicine, I'm dead. What
oh,
you mean?
God, no.
What you mean, baby?
See, that's why you can't play like that. These kids were sick. Like, I understand that y'all were upset, but... I don't feel bad for the kids.
Y'all are little shits.
That's,
okay.
I don't feel bad for the kids.
You're little shits.
I don't feel bad.
Now,
I didn't want to go that far for you, but
you shouldn't have did what the fuck you did.
You know,
that was really fucked up what y'all did.
Man.
You could have been mad. I don't care if y'all were cold as ice to that girl, but taking all the food
like
and
that,
water.
Man.
And shit. And
you
then
took
you could,
her medication. There's a reason why niggas have medication.
She could have died off of that, bro. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, you cannot do that. Also, then you couldn't get the fucking generator back on. Because you
your stupid ass turned it off for too long.
And
you a kid.
It's probably fucking cold, still dummy.
Oh, man, it's frozen. Of course it's frozen. That's why the shit's supposed to be on.
You gotta leave it on. And the dad come back, and it's like, what the fuck is going on in here?
Girl,
then the little girl, Mia, dumbass, go downstairs to use the bathroom. He's like, no, go in the corner, bitch. What the fuck?
I would have peed in the corner. Couldn't
I would have peed right in the corner. I would have
been. She went downstairs and activated Grace right on up.
Which was stupid. And I would like, I would have never forgave her little dumbass for that. Because you're too old to say, no, I'm going to go do this anyway. You know it's a psychopath downstairs. What's wrong with you?
Well, Mia made it back high tail up them stairs because Grace was showing her ass. Mm-hmm. Grace, like, the way Grace, like, slowly comes up the stairs. Ooh. And you see her enter the attic. And it's, like, a far shot. And I'm like, oh bitch. And the kids are in the corner, like, cowering, like, oh. And Grace, like, comes up the stairs. And her, like, her long body and her long drapery of clothes and her hair is long. And she's just like.
You don't need to be afraid.
No.
Look, this is, you know what you need to do. Bitch, what the fuck? No, I don't. And then dad pull up.
You can't worship false idols. You got to burn that doll, which is supposed to be like the mom. And she was like, you know, she got the gun in her hand.
Listen.
She even holding that gun around, baby.
And dad comes home and was like, what the fuck is going on in here? Dummy, you left your family to rot. It's all your fault. So he comes up and tries to stop her. And she tried to shoot herself and it don't work. Then she pulled a gun up and shoots this nigga in the chest.
I thought she shot him in the head.
Head, chest. She killed him.
Yeah, it was in the head.
Ooh, damn.
Because they had that shot at the dinner table where the blackest blaze is blown out. I was like, woo! Oh, right.
Well, he's dead, y'all. They shot his ass.
In front of the kids.
And they're like, oh, shit. I'm like, look at what you did.
She's standing there emotionless. She's like, we have to repent for our sins. We know what we did. Basically, it's our fault that your ex-wife committed suicide.
Yeah.
So we have to, and you know what? She probably felt really bad about that, which further, you know, supports they've been fucking around on the low.
Yeah. They probably definitely been fucking.
And she's just like, girl, I can't take it. Shout out to your kids, bro. Shout out to you and your kids for causing this mess. Yeah. The kids are in disbelief. Their dad is shot in the head. So they run out the house after this. They go get in the car. And you hear the car starting in the background and it takes off. And I'm like, yes, they made it. I'm looking at Jazz like, why the camera still panning? What's going on? I said, oh, no, the kids, they stuck in the snow. I was so stressed because the kids are, of course, panicking. And you're just watching this whole thing play out. Mm. And I don't want to spoil the end too much. Just know that it's bleak. You don't really know what's going to happen. A lot is left up to the imagination. But them kids is dead. And I fully believe that Grace had a larger hand in her cult suicide than what they kind of lead on. Like, they show her holding the camera and recording the bodies. Like, I feel like she was, like, I don't know, on some, like, other shit where they basically had her, like, on some gatekeeper. And she was the one that was supposed to, you know, carry on the message like a vessel or some shit. I don't know.
Listen.
Like, on some sleeper cell shit.
All I know is she's terrifying.
Yeah.
Once she starts not taking that medicine, and she looked like she ain't slept. She'd have tortured herself. She looks like, ooh.
I definitely think she's going to kill herself, too, at the end of that.
Yeah, she's probably like, all of us got to go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Because we all have to atone.
Yep. And, you know, congratulations. When you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Absolutely,
bitch.
You do. And you guys were first, second, third place. The whole family placed. Everyone's got prizes, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So bleak as a bitch, everyone's dead.
I enjoyed this movie.
I did. Like I said,
I don't think it deserved a 6. I think it should at least be a 7.
Yeah.
And that's even with me falling asleep.
Yeah, it's just like I said, if they would have squeezed maybe 15 minutes out of it.
They could have cut some of the film in the center. I like the flashbacks because it didn't do too much. Sometimes a flashback is like too over the top. I like how it kind of blurred the present and the past, but it wasn't overbearing for me.
Yeah.
Nobody is putting money in my pocket, so I have no dick to suck for this one. So I'm just really telling you, like, I enjoyed this. I'm glad I pressed play.
Yeah, the only thing is it's less than 2 hours. It's like an hour and 47 minutes.
It needs to be an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, because it feels like 2 hours. Feels like 2 hours.
Because it's so, like, it's slow. It's slow. It's kind of like, you know, like a snowy day. There's no indication of what time it is. You kind of, on top of the fact the story is already, you know, the characters have fucked with someone else's, like, sense of time. So you, as the viewer, is like, well, I know it's been a long time. I don't know how long it's been. And me, I'm not going to keep checking my phone because then I'll completely get disconnected. So I sure did crank a nap, but I came back and I tuned all the way back in. And these kids... You know what? This should be on the life lessons. Listen. Do not fuck with people, bro.
Leave them alone.
Mind your business.
Yeah. But highly recommend on Hulu.
Absolutely. It's probably one of the few movies that Hulu has, you know.
That's worth watching.
That, yeah.
They got some shitty fucking movies.
I don't know if it's because of the pandemic or what, baby, but I've been...
Yeah, they haven't been able to do their Hulu Into the Dark. And you know what? Their Hulu Into the Dark movies are some of their better horror movies.
Outside of the super, you know,
popping ones that everybody wore, like Crawl and stuff.
Hulu got to step it up, man.
Come on.
That's all I got. But yeah, if you've seen this movie, please tell us your thoughts. If you have not seen this movie, we want you to check it out. Either or, we want everybody to circle back and hit us up at grltspod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also hit us up on Instagram and the Twitter machine at GirlThat'sScary. Or you can go to Girl That's Scary, www.girlthatscary.com. Mm-hmm. And it has all the links for that. It has links to our Patreon. Mm-hmm. We have some new content. We got some free content for people who aren't even Patreon members. We got some fun stuff coming up. Mm-hmm. So pull on up. Hold on to your butts because we're sliding into the holiday season and you know we love presents and all kinds of other fun things. So we're telling you to hold on to your butts and pull your stockings out if that's your bag. If that's not your bag, open your purse slash pocket so you can get these goodies.
Yes, holiday season.
Hey! It's also Santa season. So that's really just where I am. But yes, thank you so much for all the support. Thank you for all the Patreon people. Thank you for all the retweets and the shares and the recommendations and the comments and all the feedback. We definitely love feedback. Yeah, we hope to keep doing this shit. That's really all I got today.
All right. Well, bye.
See you later, friends.